Up next is another 33 and a third drop.
Kelly Square, to those who love this city, is as unique as its three-deckers and diners. However, one of the popular parlor games here is trying to define it. Of course, it isn't really a square. It is more accurately a ganglion of roads, a snarling confluence of traffic coming from all points of the compass and meeting in approximately the same place. Like so many squares in Massachusetts, this one is named after a soldier killed in action. Sergeant Cornelius F. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, died at age 31 in the Battle of Verdun, France, in World War I. A 700-foot-long traffic complex in which 13 streets approach and empty, Kelly Square is not for the faint of heart. And yet, with only a few stop signs and three little islands, as well as one set of traffic lights that is not even in the intersection proper, thousands of cars safely make their way through there every day. A place of character and charisma, Kelly Square testifies to the skill and bravery of the Worcester driver. There were attempts to do something over the years about Kelly Square. In 1955, the merchants got their wish for traffic lights, and the result was a horrendous backup of traffic. Quote, "Even in a snowstorm, we never had traffic like this," said one store owner. The lights were turned off after a few days. There have been other attempts to improve Kelly Square, but none of those were successful either. In 1987, when a Green Island Kelly Square market study was done by the Worcester Cooperation Council, the Sunday Telegram said it had the third worst accident record in the city, one per week. A 1988 Evening Gazette article awarded this square a Lifetime Achievement Award for clear and sustained expression of the spirit of traffic. But Kelly Square has also brought some neat initiatives. In 1988, octogenarians, newborns, and Green Islanders of all ages in between gathered at Harding, Millbury, Vernon, Water, Green, and Madison streets to bring a little peace and joy to the city's most frenetic intersection. With donations from the businesses around the area and the enthusiasm of many children and adults, Kelly Square got a multicolored 35-foot-high Christmas tree that stayed lit for many weeks. Kelly Square will continue making history in Worcester. It's one of those places we can do without, but we would miss if it were gone. With a baseball stadium scheduled to be built nearby, Kelly Square is bound to be impacted somehow. Let's hope she survives intact.
That was another 33 and a third drop. Interested in making a drop yourself? Let us know your story idea at drop@wcuw.org.